This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I learned there's two different beers in this four-pack. We talk about Threes in New York and Vice District here in Chicago. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad, I'm Nick White.
And we are back again drinking.
Goddamn right,
what
Brad.
We do best.
You know, we're dedicated, man.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's a commitment here, man. This is our civic duty.
All right, so on Chicago Beer Pass, what we do is we talk about our previous week of drinking, what's coming up in the future in drinking, and our drinking at the very moment because we're always drinking local beers, usually. Usually Chicago. Sometimes we venture into the suburbs or even dabble in Three Floyds and 18th Street a little bit.
Yeah.
This time we got Middlebrow.
Yeah. It makes sense, since we're talking about drinking, it makes sense to be doing it while we're talking about it. Yeah, man. So we were saying we don't know much about the Middlebrow company. We've had their stuff before.
Usually at festivals, like, they just happen to be there.
Yeah. I remember their first beer I heard of from Middlebrow was that Keep It Copacetic, which was like it was inspired by the elotes, you know, that Mexican street food where it's the corn with the mayo and the lime and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah. He's like, you lost me. This is a more traditional route, man. This is the White Light. So it's an apricot wit beer. It's a Belgian style ale brewed with apricots and spices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now this beer, I don't know if maybe my fridge isn't cold enough here at the office, but we poured it out. It was 90% head here.
Came out hot and heavy, man. Yeah. We had a gusher in the studio, man.
So yeah. It was heavily carbonated, but it went away very quickly. So
yeah,
pretty nice there.
I do actually like the flavors coming off of this beer.
Uh-huh.
Who's brewing this beer? Do they have, like, their own space? Or?
Well, it says on the bottle that it was brewed and bottled by 1090 Brewing in Zion.
Oh, yeah, it sure does.
I thought 1090 moved out of Zion.
That's what I thought, too.
So...
yeah, they were moving closer to the city.
Right.
Right? Huh. White Light apparently is a portion of the profits go to the Chicago Mental Health Charity.
Or the White Heat.
Is it White Heat?
White Heat.
No, it says White Light.
Oh, really?
Look, it's right there.
Oh, this one says White Heat.
Oh, shit, we got different beers?
Oh, wait, we do have different beers. Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
There's the White Light and there's the White Heat.
Huh.
Oh, one's a pepper whipped beer and one's an apricot whipped beer.
That's very cool. Whew. I bet you these would taste good blended, probably, too.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Huh. Oh, my gosh. We, like, didn't even read our own package.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. You get two different beers in a four-pack.
That's pretty cool. It's like a little mix and match situation.
Yeah.
And it looks like the White Heat is a little bit higher in ABV, too, like 6.5 compared to the 5.
I'm like, what's he reading? White Light.
Yeah, I'm like, it's a simple word. I'm pretty sure I'm not fucking that up. It says light.
Yeah. It'd be funny if, like, the light wasn't brewed by 1090 and it was brewed by somebody else. But we both poured separate beers and we got the same amount, like, of head and, like, carbonation in there.
Yeah.
And they're similar colors. It just looks like one's with apricot and one's with pepper.
Yeah. I'm glad you find a lot of breweries that in packaging that we don't try too often. You know, we've had a wide range of breweries on the show from an intro beer standpoint.
Right, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. They're usually fairly solid. Huh?
Yeah.
Their package is very minimal.
Yeah.
It's like, this is... it's like the free box you get, and we just paint it on there.
When you buy the four-pack of Lucy's, like...
yeah.
Can't believe I called them Lucy's.
But they had a couple four-packs at Whole Foods, so it seems like they're, you know, going to see more of them. So maybe I'll pick up one of their other four-packs for another episode here.
Right on.
All right, so I got the White Heat, you got the White Light.
Indeed.
We'll probably switch over here
as
we move through the show. So we've been talking about how January was quiet. There wasn't a lot of events happening, and we were, I guess, slacking a little bit, drinking indoors.
Yeah.
At our own bars, you know.
Right, like not even going out.
Right. Yeah. But you made it out and even left state this time.
Yeah, man. I escaped Occupy Chicago to go to Occupy New York.
But where it just snowed like a ton. You were like, yeah. Let me go to the place that has all the snow.
Yeah, man, because we were talking, like, and you know, they had that big snowstorm, but then you look on the weather report and it's like, oh, it's 55 degrees.
Oh, okay.
Like, man, let's go check it out. Hey, so then, like, you know, we took this island trip, and a lot of those guys on the island trip were from the East Coast, and they had a lot of recommendations. So I'm just like, dude, let's just get the hell out of here.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Go for like 36 hours in New York, you know. So hit a couple breweries, man. You know, Rate Beer just released their you know, their annual awards. They had their awards festival, and they give an award for, you know, the best beer and best new brewer in every state. So I had to hit up the one in New York since I was going there.
Who was it?
It was Threes Brewing, and it was actually on the list that the guys from Brew York gave me when I was in Dublin. So that's how I ended up going there. And yeah, that's the first brewery I hit. We hit it twice.
You should have went three times, man.
Should have went three times. Just kept with the theme, man. Yeah, so they're Threes Brewing because the address on the street that they're on is 333.
Okay.
And then they have three owners, you know. And then the guy, he used to brew at a spot called Greenport Harbor, which is also like an East Coast brewery. Not familiar with that.
No, I don't know that.
But this space is really cool. You know, to my surprise, it's a brew pub, first of all. Let's start there. And then it's also home to a coffee shop called 9th Street Espresso. So they're open at 7 a.m. doing coffee, and then they do beer, and then they have an open kitchen. So it's a pretty big space, right?
Oh, okay.
Brooklyn is, you know, one of the five boroughs, the biggest borough only. It's got 3 million people. It's the same size as Chicago population-wise.
That's
but
crazy.
They only got three brew pubs. This is the third brew pub.
Okay.
That kind of blew me. I was kind of surprised. Chicago's got like 37 breweries.
Man, they really stuck with that third theme. Like, we got to get in there now. That's the third one. We'll be
it. Yeah, right? Yeah. So only three brew pubs in New York, in Brooklyn.
Was it busy being like that it just, you know, it's well known, there's only a few of them, and then just them getting on Rate Beer's list?
Yeah, it was active. And this is like a Sunday, 5 p.m. So Sunday evening.
Okay.
It was pretty active. Went back Monday evening, and it was the exact same thing.
All right. Yeah. Would you compare it to any place here in Chicago?
You know, the first thing that came to mind was, this is what Bangers and Lace would look like if it were a brew pub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that kind of vibe. You know, low lighting, super chill, very clean, kind of like a, not something you typically see, not a sports bar, not really a tavern, you know, just like really cool, like wood seats, like marble bars, just like very clean, very cool and dimly lit.
Oh, neat.
And
okay.
It was a funky space. They focus on farmhouse ales.
Okay.
So I had something called the, what was it called? I got it written down here. Oh, it was called the Swerve, the Atomic Swerve. It's like a 5.5% Brett Pale Ale.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. They focus on, they have an entire list of wines. They have barrel-aged cocktails, and they got 24 drafts. A lot of them are just their friends, you know. And they're focusing on, like, you know, on farmhouse and Saison-style ales. It's actually a really cool space. What I noticed was that she said they've got three different temperatures for their draft system, you know, depending on the kind of beer they want to serve.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. And, yeah, and they have an open kitchen. So they have a full kitchen, but they don't have a staff for their kitchen. And every 2 weeks, they invite a new restaurant to come out and cook at their space.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
So
nice. So going there twice, you must have, like, really liked it, or it was just the fact that it was, like, limited places.
There's
to
only
go
three
to?
Brew pubs. Yeah. Yeah, it's but it was a pretty dope spot. And then I spent the rest of the time just kind of bar hopping, you know, just going to some, you know, just kind of getting like the basics out of the way, you know, spots that if you're a New Yorker would probably be no big deal for you to go to, but just kind of the essential spots.
Yeah,
you know, like the Blind Tiger down in East Village, and you know, the Slaughter Lambs right across the street from there, and then the Brooklyn Inn, which isn't too far actually from Threes, you know, it's kind of hitting these different spaces, man. I really thought. Oh, and the Lockyard, which is in South Brooklyn.
Okay.
And this was like, you know, it's on one of their lists, you know, one of their short lists, Thrill List or whoever the hell, the Gothamist, right? Yeah, one of those okay. kind of lists. Oh, but anyway, what I noticed is that they really have an affinity towards like New York and California-based beers, which was kind of weird to me. So I noticed it at the Lockyard. Like they had, well, first of all the cocktails were made with just Ballast Point liquors, you know, the rum, the vodka. And then a lot of their beers were either like Stone, Ballast Point, or... you know, the brewery, and then it's, of course, a BCS, and sure. then just like three or four taps from New York brands that you hadn't heard of, like Kelso and all these other brands.
Okay.
You know, but I noticed that was at Lockyard and at Blind Tiger, it was the exact same thing. Like at Blind Tiger, for example, it was a lot of speakeasy beers. The two casks were speakeasies, yeah. And a lot of West Coast beers. Nothing really from the Midwest, just either New York beer or Cali beer.
Okay.
Which was kind of an odd theme. Something you notice. You go to three different spots, you notice.
Yeah. Yeah, Blind Tiger is a pretty nice spot. I've been there before.
Yeah, that place is cool. Mm-hmm. That place is super cool.
Chicago's just drinking all of their beer. They can't export it out.
That was my assessment. Yeah, I'm like, man, you got your Revs and your Gooses and now your Haymarkets. But I'm like, everyone, like, we talk about Half Acre all the time. They had to pull out of the burbs.
Yeah.
To meet demand. Like, we're a drinking city.
Yeah. So they're like, yeah, we can't even compete with New York, or we can't keep up with demand that may happen from New York.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So it was a pretty good experience, man. I really dug that place because, you know, you get to a point now where, like, places like we talked about Bangers, Local Option or Hop Leaf, you know, kind of place where you go find something that you're familiar with, but yeah. Then you also go to discover something new, you know, whether it's a new cocktail or a new whiskey, you know, and that's what they were doing. So some of these spots we went to, you just saw the same brands we always see.
Yeah.
Oh, they got, you know, they got Makers, and then they got, you know, Baker's Whiskey behind the bar, and, you know, Buffalo Trace, and then, you know, they got, oh, Brooklyn Sriracha Ace on tap at some places.
Okay.
Like general stuff, you know, Smirnoff, that kind of stuff. But then you go to some of these places and they challenge you with like a limited selection of whiskeys or spirits that you know nothing about, which I'm starting to dig more.
Oh, cool.
You know? Yeah. So it was a good time, man.
Nice. So 36 hours, man. That was quick. It was just a weekend thing?
Yeah, just in and out. Okay. So, yeah.
Nice. Anything else you made it to then?
That's actually all I did.
That's pretty big. I'm sure you had to rest a little bit after that.
Yeah.
I made it over to Vice District, to the South Loop Brewery.
Right on.
On Michigan there, I believe.
Yeah, not too far from, like, Soldier Field.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Right over by where the Chicago Firehouse, that restaurant that burnt down.
Right across the street, right? That's funny, right?
Yeah. So I've had their beer, I believe, at the West Loop Fest was the first time. Yes. I had them, and then couple other times, which I'm blanking on the fest names. So I was like, all right, we just need to go and see it. Like, I saw them a photo on Facebook. I was like, man, it looks really nice in there. I need to check this place out.
Were you just in the area? Did you bike down there? Like,
no, Maeve and I drove, and then a couple other friends went with us.
Oh, right.
Just kind of like, let's do this. Let's check it out.
Yeah, yeah. How else are you gonna know?
Yeah. I would have liked to bike down there. It wouldn't have been too bad because parking is sometimes tricky over there. But once you're that far from Roosevelt, mm-hmm. then it's kind of like, oh, you can get street parking pretty easily.
That's true.
So it's a pretty small place, and you can bring your dogs in.
Yeah.
It's a dog-friendly bar.
Dog-friendly, lots of games, bring mm-hmm. your food, that kind of thing.
It is funny that it's dog-friendly when the, like, tanks and everything are, like, right there. You start to, like...
You're like, where's the dog? Oh, he's just licking the condensation off the tank.
Yeah, it's like, I wonder what kind of stuff is in this beer, right? But the beer was solid. I think they had 10 beers on at the time.
Yeah.
And we just did samplers of all 10 beers and just kind of did those and left.
I wonder who's brewing over there, because I know initially, like, because they're barely a year old,
mm-hmm.
and Good Time Charlie was brewing over there, but then he left to do Right B Cider full time with his wife.
Okay.
And then one of the guys from that Suburban Brewery was the one. Fuck, I can't. Well, anyway, they changed brewers and they recruited a brewer from the suburbs to come out.
Okay.
And he was brewing, but I don't know if he's there mm-hmm. anymore.
They don't have any food there. They had a food truck parked outside that was doing, like, pizza.
Yeah.
You can order pizza, have it delivered, order other kind of food. We just ended up deciding to go to Villains and getting food.
Yeah. The new Villains.
New Villains, yeah.
Which is cross street from the old Villains.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So not too bad of a night. Yeah. I would, if you're in the area, I'd check it out. I think if you live over there, like, it's an awesome place to check out. There's not much else over there, so if you're, like, going out of your way to, like, make a trip there, like, that's kind of tough.
That's true. I know if you go further south, not necessarily walking distance south, though, like 23rd in Michigan is where Motor Row is.
Right.
But that's not really close. And then Bader Brow is going to be on 22nd in Wabash.
Okay.
So this is, it's a cab situation.
So you could do little west or south loop brewery.
Yeah, eventually.
Crawl kind of thing, because... Yeah, I know a lot of people get nervous about walking around over there, too.
Yeah.
So if you just, it's not as populated, so you don't, and the streets are bigger. We're walking around to the car, and we're like, there's so much space here. Like, these sidewalks are huge. And it's like, It's just a whole nother feeling. It's like you don't feel like you're in Chicago once you're in the South.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's a little bit more spread out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks and feels like a city, but it's like, yeah. How far we gotta walk to get to the next thing?
Right.
Right?
Yeah. It's like, this is the biggest block ever. But yeah, it's always good seeing new breweries open up and doing well. And I think that's one brewery that I think them being where they are, they're going to do fine, especially the people who live down there. I know we had some friends that lived right around the corner there for a long time, and they were like excited that that place was opening up.
Yeah, that's the fastest growing neighborhood in the city, mm-hmm. South Loop.
Oh, yeah, that was really what I did, Vice District and Villains.
Right on.
New Villains is pretty nice. They tried to tell me Maeve ordered what was it? She ordered a beer. Mm-hmm. And it basically had apricots in it.
Or, the beer?
Yeah. And I was like, this is not that beer. I was like, what she ordered was like a wet hop beer. Yeah. And they were like, no, that's the beer. And I was like, that is not the beer. We'll need something else then. Like,
sir, I'm going to disagree with you yet again.
That may be what came out of the line that you said was hooked up there, but that was not the beer. Yeah, look at that pour.
Yeah, you pour it straight down and you get 100% head.
Yeah, Nick's is, for audio listeners, Nick is pouring out his white heat.
Let's see what kind of
little sound.
Acoustics I can get out that.
I don't know, it's probably just... It
we're
sounds
so
like,
weird. Why
it
are we doing
like
that?
Dead air to anyone who's just listening. Like, what are these guys doing? You gotta watch the video.
Yeah.
It's the plug for the YouTube version. That's over on the website as well, so check that out. So not a bad week for us, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
No actual festivals we went to, but we made it out there.
We went to two breweries.
Yeah.
Out doing stuff.
Exactly. You know? So should we look ahead to what's on the calendar this week?
Yeah, let's do it. So where should we start here?
I think kicking off on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday's February 3rd already.
Mm-hmm. There is a Tap Takeover. Is it Off-Color Tap Takeover at Kuma's?
Yeah. Your favorite place for a tap takeover.
Kuma, yeah, it doesn't really make sense, right? That's right. I think I complained about this the other week. Yeah, it's Off-Color Tap Takeover. Burgers take a back seat at this event, as Off-Color Brewing will be taking over Kuma's from 6 to 10 p.m.
So, I love Kuma's. It's like my neighborhood burger joint. Mm-hmm. I went to Kuma's the other day, and I left Kuma's, went home, and my entire life, my entire soul smelled like Kuma's.
Okay.
The next day. It was wild. I'm like, dude. There's some serious, like, serious aromas that will leave with you nowadays when you go to Kuma's. Out of it. Okay. It's wild.
This event kicks off at from 6 to 10. They will have a collaboration of a beer cheese appetizer that they made with Scurry. So that's pretty nice. So I think if you go in there, you won't be able to order food at that time.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the beer, just drinking, and then probably.
Really?
That's what it says. It said, food takes the burgers take the back seat. Like, there's not that many seats there. Like,
I like Scurry. Scurry is sneaky good. Mm-hmm. It's like 4% dark ale, lots of flavor, low ABV. Yeah.
So I check it out for the tap takeover. I don't know how many taps Kuma's have, but I know Off Color has at least half a dozen beers.
They've got quite a few beers out now.
Yeah. So check that out. It's just pay as you go. So go in, grab one or two, and head out.
Yeah. Right on. Also on Wednesday the 3rd, Perennial Ales down in St. Louis, they're releasing their Sump Coffee Stout.
Man, that's far away.
Yeah. But it's at Fishman's.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it's at Fishman's on the northwest side. It's at 7 p.m. And that's a really good beer. I had it, there was a Friendsgiving, and someone brought the barrel-aged stout, the Stump. And, and at a Friendsgiving, you're going to get a lot of stouts. After a while, you kind of lose track of what you're drinking. But I had a sip of that, and I'm like, man, what's this? He's like, it's Stump from last year.
Something what?
I just remember it just being really good. Like,
okay.
Really, really memorable, very tasty. Yeah.
Cool. So that's at Fishman's. Is it a ticket, or is it just kind of like?
No, you show up. They'll probably have bottles for sale because they got this a slashy, and then they're going to tap it at 7.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's a whole lineup of other perennial bills that they will have there.
Okay. Nice. So some two good events on Tuesday.
No, it's Wednesday.
Or Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday the 3rd.
It's Tuesday right now. I'm getting my days all mixed up.
Snap out of it, Brad.
So anything on Thursday?
No.
No.
No, it's nothing on Thursday.
All right.
Should we go to Friday?
Yeah, what's on Friday? For this weekend, what do we got?
Yeah, so kicking off Friday on the 5th, the Goose Island Clybourne.
Yeah.
Chicago's oldest brew pub. They, because the rodent, groundhog, didn't see a shadow,
yeah,
right, they're going to have this event for tapping 6 awesome stouts in the next 6 weeks until spring gets here.
Okay. What would they have done if would it just been 6 stouts for 6 extra weeks of winter?
Exactly.
Jeez. Come on.
Yeah, so they're going through Natulu, which is one of their big fun beers, Big Train, which is another one, and then the rest of them are going to be BCS. So kicking off Friday, February 5th, you can get a glass of a 2012 BCS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so going back a little bit of ways, going back like 4 years on that one.
Yeah, right? Geez, okay.
Yeah. So that's Friday. Also Friday is the Catalina Wine Mixer Final at Local Option.
This sounds like a formal event.
Yeah. I walked right into that. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Yeah, so Catalina Wine Mixer for them is that guitar event where they actually have like, so this is it's a shred contest. Each contestant gets 2 minutes to shred, and then the winner actually wins an actual guitar. So they're gonna win a Fender Squire Stratocaster guitar, and then Local Option is doing damage with 24 drafts.
Okay, so it's a real guitar, not like an air guitar.
No,
shredding.
No.
Okay.
Actually, you gotta really play this guitar.
Can you go up there and be like, I don't need that. And just like,
So the shredding starts at 10, but you know, Local Option, the taps are probably going to be flowing at like noon.
Right.
3 or something like that.
I feel like they should have Shred the Gnar going too, right?
That would be apropos.
But
that would be cool.
That beer is, almost a year old now?
Yeah, so. That beer is long gone. That was a good beer, though. It was like a...
Aren't they doing it in bottles, or is it in bottles?
It was a draft only. It was a Fulton Wood beer.
But I thought they were doing bottles. I've seen bottles.
Oh, really?
I've seen some sort of
this is news.
Possible bottles.
This is news right here. Shred the Gnar, if you ever go to Fulton and Wood, their tap room, they have a bunch of posters you can buy from previous releases. Shred the Gnar is one of the cooler posters you can buy. Yeah, it's very, very good design. Yeah, so that's those are both on Friday.
Cool. And then happening this Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday is Festa Barrel 3. Now, have you ever been to Riverview Tavern?
No, I haven't.
Me either. It's, I'm just, this is,
you set it up, like, have you ever been there? Yeah, me either. I want to tell you about it, but no, I haven't been there.
So, Festa Barrel 3 is their celebration of barrel-aged beers. So, they have 23 lines. All of them have barrel-aged beers. Everything from gin barrel-aged, Pony from Half Acre to Backwoods Bastard 2012.
Okay.
This is their big annual event. It's like a fundraiser. And that's going down Saturday. It's going to be Saturday is the 6th. And that's going to be like a noon event.
And this isn't in anything to do with festive ale.
It has nothing to do with festive ale.
Ale.
No. Okay.
Festive beer.
This is festive barrel.
Festive barrel.
Festive barrel is what this is.
Yeah. Festive barrel or festive?
No, festive barrel.
Okay.
It's not a revolution event.
Okay. Right?
They got everything's a fist, like Fistmas.
Yeah.
Triple fist.
Yeah. Fist of gold. Is that a big no? Is it a cross of gold?
It's a cross of gold.
Yeah.
Double fist. Double fist is a real one. That's their double pillow.
They should do fist of gold.
When are they going to do triple fist?
Triple fist. I don't know. That sounds rough.
So, Festa Barrel is at noon on Saturday the 6th. And then later on that night, we've got the 5th annual barrel aged Malort and Cheap Beer Festival at Patty Logs.
This is a John Lafleur special.
This is the 5th annual, man. Yeah. So Patty Logs is actually a really cool bar because it kind of sits on like a residential strip almost. Like you're walking down the street, there's like across the street, there's like a fucking Dunkin' Donuts. And then you walk down this block, there's a couple houses, and then boom.
Patty Lawns.
There's Patty Lawns. And then there's a couple more houses after Patty Lawns.
Right.
It's like sits in the middle of all these houses.
Right, it's one of those neighborhood bars.
Yeah, it's great.
So Malort and Cheap Beer. Mm-hmm. That sounds like probably a night for many people in general. And that sounds like you will have a rough Saturday.
Yeah.
But all right.
But this is Chicago. Malort is... Mm-hmm. For better or worse, what we do in Chicago.
It's probably gotten better because you have other Malorts now.
Yeah, like this barrel-aged one sounded interesting. So that makes me think that the one I get, out the bottle.
The Jepson's, the regular.
It's not barrel-aged?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And some places like Maria's, they have like their own version of it made for them. Yeah. So Yeah, it's quite the phenomenon.
The Leather Bee makes one.
Leather Bee makes one.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so and I think I got one more event on Saturday. 18th Street.
Yeah.
18th Street Brewery is opening their second location. The original location's in Gary. The second location is going to be a production brewery, and it's already up and running. They're going to debut it on Saturday from noon to midnight. Yeah, okay. So you can get bottles to go. You can get drafts, all that jazz. That'll be in Hammond, Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so. Was there a price for that, or what was the?
No, that's just their opening day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can come in and buy as much beer as you want.
Nice, man. I still haven't made it to 18th Street. I guess, awful. I haven't even checked it out. You're not even going to get to drink that beer. Like, it just...
Show's going
to
be over before this head goes down.
I know, right?
Beer,
All right. I think they're always making great beer, 18th Street guys. So, kudos to them for expanding. And, like, I would definitely recommend checking it out if you can make it out there. Anything else? Any other events we have on the calendar then?
Nothing else for events, no.
Okay. I know towards the end of the month is Cider Summit happening?
Yeah, Cider Summit at Navy Pier. That's on the 27th. Dark Side is happening that same weekend on the 28th. Okay. It Might Get Dark is the annual Fountainhead event, which happens on the 16th.
Okay. Yeah. And then I had a during Cider Summit, because it's a whole week of Cider.
Yeah, Cider Con is the week of the Cider Summit. And then it ends with the party at Navy Pier. But, yeah, there's cider events all week long.
Right. Like, I got a message about a cider booze cruise happening over at Navy Pier. It's like...
What?
$35 or $40.
What are you, like, are you going to get on the boat?
It's a boat, two sessions, DJs, booze cruise, but cider focused.
No kidding. Next month. Or this... Well, this
later month. Later this month, so...
Huh.
We'll share that on Facebook and Twitter. So definitely check out that event.
Right on.
But yeah, man, cider. We'll have to. Who's making cider in Chicago?
Wright B is making cider in Chicago. Who's making cider?
We got Virtue, but that's.
Virtue's up in Michigan. So is Vandermill. They're up in Michigan.
All right, we'll have to get some cider to have during Cider Week.
Yeah.
All right, Wright B probably is our best bet.
Oh, the Begal guys, they have a cidery now. I don't know if it's going yet, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Broken Nose Cidery. Is the Begal Brewery project for cider.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know it had a name. Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So a lot of good events happening this month, and we'll be sure to go over them more as we get closer. But before we get out of here, any fun beer news we've come across this week?
We got a little bit of beer news. We were talking about Hopewell Brewing, that space.
We were?
Yeah, we were. We talked about... He's like, who is
today?
We? No. Oh. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. We're like, who are these guys? They're right at Milwaukee and Diversey.
Yeah, okay.
Down the street from Harding Tavern. Well, apparently they're going to open a brewery, and they are ready to go with their first two kegs. Their first two kegs are going to go on this week at the Harding Tavern.
Just two kegs?
Just two kegs.
Okay.
Yeah. They got...
That's not that much beer.
It's not a whole lot of beer. Yeah. The Swift IPA is one, and First Lager is going to be the other one.
Okay. So this is based... Oh.
So they got beer ready to go.
This is a home brew?
No, this is an actual brewery. Okay. Like they got their own space. It's weird. Like
okay. But they just have two kegs right now.
They're debuting the first two kegs.
All right.
I'm sure they got more. They don't have a two keg system.
They have a one keg system.
Yeah, man, we got this one keg system. We turned it over twice. Yeah. So we got this lager and IPA.
Yeah, we brew basically around the clock. It is get a bigger system.
We're at capacity. No, the first they're debuting at you always make this hard for me. They're debuting at the Harding Tavern.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I haven't been over there to the
Harding Tavern's good.
Okay.
Harding Tavern's really good. The Beer FX guys had a couple events there.
Okay.
That's a solid bar. Yeah.
Cool. Do we know anything about these guys? Like what they were
nothing. I'm very curious. I know nothing about them. And you go to their website and you don't really learn a whole lot.
Okay.
Yeah. So so there's that. And then also, Benny's is delivering booze now.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, well, they've always been delivering, but they usually just do like corporate events and like really big orders they would deliver for you. And now they're delivering to just anybody. Like, they can just show up to the studio. And if we got $5.99 delivery fee, they'll bring us a couple bottles of Malort, you know.
Should we try it next week?
I'm very curious. Yes. My vote is yes.
All right, so... Next week, we will, right as the show starts,
yes,
we'll place the order. Maybe we'll gauge their time on outline, and then we'll start, and hopefully they show up as we're recording.
Yeah.
All right, I'll make a little sticky note for myself to order beer next time.
That'll be fun. Let's see how it works. Benny's has 31 stores locally. If it's not at Benny's, it's not worth drinking is their tagline, which Whoa. I really dig. Okay. That's a cool tagline.
Yeah.
Instacart is who they're partnering with. Instacart's this on-demand delivery service that's been around for a couple of years.
Is there... We got to order, like, a few beers, right? You can't, like... It'd be silly to order a four-pack.
They're going
to charge
us $6.
Yeah, so our four-pack of Middle Brow, that was probably about $10.
Yeah, we should probably get some 18-year JMO.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
I don't know whose guard we're using, but...
yeah.
Let's get some of that yellow spot. No. All right. So there's that. Lake Effect. I hung out with the guys from Lake Effect, and they will be producing an Inland Sea series. So it's a series of beers dedicated to the Great Lakes.
Okay.
So they'll have 8 beers, and it's inspired by the characteristics and ingredients from lakes around the Great Lakes, right?
You know,
the Inland Sea series. So the first one's going to be a White Wild Ale. It'll be it comes out in February, and there's a lake called Lake Nipigon, which sits just above Lake Superior.
Really
small lake. So this is cool. That's always been their thing. You know, they do fundraisers for, like, the Great Lakes Alliance.
Yeah.
A lot of their beers are named after, like, awareness of the Great Lakes. And it's the largest body of fresh water on the planet, you know, the Great Lakes system.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got that going. We talked about the Ray Beer Awards earlier. The best new brewer, the best beer for Illinois was Bourbon County Stout.
Okay.
The best new brewer in Illinois was Michael Palin from Microphone Brewery.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So cheers to him, man. In the past, last year it was Ale Syndicate. 2 years ago it was Pipeworks.
Right. Everyone kind of remembers this Pipeworks story.
Yeah.
I feel like it helped launch Pipeworks into who they are today.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I think, Pipeworks had a profound effect on this most recent wave of Chicago breweries.
Right. Nano, micro brewery kind of trend, lots of one-off kind of things.
Yeah, like definitely like a band of brothers kind of, you know. I ran into the Slapshot guys over the weekend, and they are brewing out at Atlas Brewing. So they gave up their space in their little village, and now they're at Atlas, and their first set of beers is ready to go.
Okay.
So they're gonna be in 6-pack cans. The first 3 beers are gonna be a Mosaic Pale, the IPA, and the Rye Pale Ale.
Why did they say why they left their space? Just was it?
Yeah, I think they were at a point where they needed to expand, and you know they had space constraints. And then this Atlas space is this massive old potato chip factory.
Yeah.
So this is more space than Atlas can handle. Like Atlas has to grow into this. Kind of like how Five Rabbit is. Like Five Rabbit, when they moved into that space, they didn't have a demand at the time.
Yeah.
But now they're like, you know, but then they grew into it.
Okay.
So they're gonna partner with Atlas and make their beers there. They've got their own tanks, their own fermenter, and they're gonna ship out the 6-packs just like Atlas is doing.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. So cheers to those guys. And finally, USA Today is doing a contest, man, where you can vote on one of the best festivals in the country are.
Okay.
You know, so they're 10 Best is the website. As the 10 Best Reader Choice Festival Awards. So you've got until February 29th to vote for your favorite festival. Locally, Dark Lord Day is on the ballot. So is
Phobab, right?
Phobab and Beer in the Glass.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm always surprised to hear USA Today is still around.
Yeah, right?
I think it only exists to let me know when I'm at a hotel what the weather is by looking at the paper that got put in front of my door.
Yeah, I think the only time I've paid attention to USA Today recently is when they did the on Back to the Future Day. They had the font of, like, you know, the 1985 version of USA Today. And they had, you know, young punk teen Marty McFly arrested in a mall.
Oh, okay.
You know, like it was a tribute to Back to the Future Day. Other than that, I'll walk right past USA Today.
Right.
Yeah. So they're doing an online contest for the best festival. So you've still got a month to vote. But right now, all the East Coast festivals are, like, in the top 5.
Okay.
You know, so, like.
Is that who's reading?
Reading USA Today. Everybody,
East Coast.
Everybody on the East Coast. So Atlantic City Beer and Music Fest is number 1. Belgium Comes to Cooperstown is number 2. Field of Beers, which is in Jupiter, Florida, is number 3.
I feel like the old people probably read USA Today, too.
That, too. Yeah. Dark Lord Day is in the top 5, but we need to get those votes up because I think Phobab is a righteous event. Great Taste of the Midwest is in the top five, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Phobab is really good, and then Bug is Bug. When it's good,
it's great. It's when it's great. Bad, it's a disaster.
It kind of blows a little bit.
But I feel like that is Bug.
Bug had one off year, and the other years were stellar. Like, it's a really cool event.
But I don't think it could even get rated up there in Top Fest. It's great if you can go, but it's so, I don't want to say elitist. I want to say, like, it's smaller than maybe less people have been to it, less people know about it than Phobab or Dark Lord Day or Taste of Midwest.
Yeah. So
that's a hard one.
Yeah. Great Taste is always my favorite party. Dark Lord Day is the one I probably get the saddest if I can't go. Best Fest is probably Phobab. Of the ones that I've been to. Like, I haven't been to the Atlantic City Beer and Music Fest.
Right.
But
Field of Beer sounds pretty good, though.
It does. And it's down in Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah. I feel like it must be on a baseball field, right? It must be at a stadium.
I'm saying. And none of this stuff where it's in the concourse. I want to be on third base. Yeah. I'm sliding in the second.
I want to slide in. I want to run.
I want to play catch in the outfield.
Yeah. We're just telling you this is how your fest should be.
You're welcome.
Right. If we need to put on a fest at Sox Park, or
we got baseball. We got baseball stadiums here.
Yeah, I know what I want. All right, does that do it for this week's episode?
That's it for news. I think that's it for the episode, man.
All right, so next week we try this Binny's delivery service. So we'll see how that goes live on tape or video here.
Yeah.
But Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not recording here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Been tweeting more from there.
There you go.
Events, talking to people, so be sure to follow us up there. But I think the best place to find out about what we're up to and other events is our Facebook page.
True.
That's at /Chicago Beer Pass. We both post photos there. We share events. We just let you know what's happening.
Yeah.
And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, MP3 is to download. Anything you want. All there. And that'll do it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.